presenting.
Rolling.
Roland Martin is brought to you by Money Mutual. Need extra cash? Money Mutual can put up to $1,000 in your account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older, earning $800 a month. Visit MoneyMutual.com or call 800-315-CASH. That's 800-315-CASH. I apologize, Roland. Roland is outside the Red Velvet Cake Studios. Can't get in.
And the security guard just strolled up in here like he taking a Sunday walk. Now he about to lock the door, Tom. Okay.
Well, Roland, it's gonna be tough on you all weekend.
No, it's not gonna be tough. Texas ain't never gonna take care of Oklahoma today.
Gonna
be all good. And Texas gonna win. It's gonna happen.
And then the Bengals gonna take care of the Texans.
Tom, be my guest to be on the Bengals bandwagon. Go right ahead.
I am.
That guaranteed Texas.
I am on the Bengals bandwagon.
Bandwagon too.
No,
Super Dave locked his ass out.
Yeah, I know he did. Super Dave went and tied the security guard up.
Mm-hmm,
yeah,
exactly what he did.
Get him, Super Dave. Get him.
Get him, Super Dave. Deal with Super Dave.
Locked him out. All right, Roland, what you got?
All right, we have a guest here.
I'm actually
the studio finally, Tom. All right, then. So this marks the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. And PBS has a series, has a show out called PBS and American Experience Present the Abolitionist. And so right now we want to turn to Sharon, who's with the show. Sharon, how you doing?
I'm great. Thank you so much.
All right. First of all, a lot of folks don't quite understand the history in terms of the abolitionists in that particular movement and the role they played when it came to trying to end slavery.
Yes. You know, I think this is a story that many Americans don't know. This is a story of true American heroes who've been lost to history. And I would say they struggled and fought the first civil rights movement and faced great danger and put their lives at risk in order to end slavery.
Now, what's the length in terms of what you cover or focus with this particular PBS show?
So it's really the story that the heart of the story is the intertwined stories of Frederick Douglass, who was an escaped slave and came to the North, and William Lloyd Garrison, who was an impoverished printer from Newburyport, Massachusetts. And it's their stories at the center of the film about how they struggled together to abolish slavery. And brought into the narrative of how they did that are three additional characters. John Brown, who many people know, led the raid on Harper's Ferry. Harriet Beecher Stowe, who wrote the book that changed the hearts and minds of many Americans about slavery, Uncle Tom's Cabin. And then an unknown character, a former slave owner herself, Angelina Grimke, who came up from the North, fled the South because she couldn't live with herself and live with slavery and joined the anti-slavery movement. And it's their story of how they struggled for 30 years. And really, I mean, William Lloyd Garrison actually was almost lynched at one point and fought and pushed the president, Abraham Lincoln, towards the Emancipation Proclamation.
What's the name of this program?
The series is called The Abolitionist, and it begins airing next Tuesday on PBS.
Well, at least Frederick Douglass gets mentioned in something, because he wasn't mentioned at all in Lincoln.
No.
He wasn't?
No, he plays a major role in this film, and he was, you know, one of the, if not the most eloquent man of the 19th century, an incredibly brave person. Mm-hmm. He risked recapture. He was an escaped slave. He risked recapture, standing up and fighting for what he felt was the right thing. And at one point, his freedom was bought. He was in England, and he could have stayed in England, and he decided to come back because he believed that he could do so much good here. So he was an incredibly brave man.
Did you deal with the reality that Lincoln did not free all of the slaves with the Emancipation Proclamation?
The film goes through the 13th Amendment. So the Emancipation Proclamation really doesn't free slaves because it only deals with slaves in rebel-held territory. And, of course, it has no force. It has no force in those territories either because it's still held by the South. So they have to continue fighting the war. And then after the war, they need to pass the they need to push through the 13th Amendment, which would definitively freeze all slaves everywhere forever.
So it
does deal with that. What the Emancipation Proclamation is just a first step, but it was a very big deal at the time. It was a very big deal to people because it was a recognition.
And you spoke of the abolitionists. I mean, you had some white folks who put it on the line, their fellow white countrymen were not happy with them trying to free the slaves.
No, they really risked everything to do it, and I think that quite incredible people. I mean, Angelina Grimke, she left the South on her own as a single white woman. She spoke out. She could not go home. She could not go back to South Carolina. She really risked everything. And similarly, William Lloyd Garrison was caught up by a mob, and they would have, you know, they're very close to lynching him. So these people were incredibly brave, really put everything at risk and at jeopardy.
How many episodes in this series?
Three 1-hour episodes.
Okay.
It's called The Abolitionist, presented by PBS and American Experience. Sharon Grimberg is the executive producer. Sharon, we certainly appreciate it. Thank you so very much.